Hello and welcome. You are listening to Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. And the quote I have at the bottom of my email, as many of you know, one is by Voltaire, and it says, "The physician's task is to amuse the patient while nature cures the disease." And the other quote is by Hippocrates, "Natural forces within us are the true healers of disease." I'm going to start saying that every time because I think it's important that we get it into our consciousness. Well, tonight's talk hopefully will actually be the springboard to change your life. And the topic is, your thoughts can change your life. Well, pretty much for the last 2,000 years, thoughts were not given a lot of thought. In fact, up until just maybe the last couple hundred years, thoughts were just considered a natural course of events that weren't really given much importance. Recently, in the last 35 or 40 years, believe it or not, and this is amazing, scientists, specifically physicists, who study the galaxy, who study astronomy, who study physical forces, have actually determined how they've done this. I'm not quite sure, but there is a lot of people who have rallied around this idea, and the idea is that the entire universe, the physical universe, is one large thought, frozen into creation, into materialization. So if you really give that some thought, it's a pretty weighty subject. So how does this apply to eating the right foods? Well, here's the analogy that always works for me. We are complex creations. Us human beings are not totally simple. There's a lot going on. And the analogy that I always like to think about and share is, let's say you've got a nice car. And let's say you decide to spend as much money as you can on the finest, high-quality gasoline, and you buy yourself the finest platinum spark plugs, and you get really excellent steel-belted Michelin tires, and you wash it regularly and wax it really good. But there's only one problem with the car. The transmission doesn't work. Now, I think everyone can recognize that you can have great gas, great spark plugs, great tires. But if the transmission doesn't work, guess what? You ain't going anywhere. It's very similar with the way the body works. Most of the time, we give complete importance into our nutritional intake. And of course, it's important. There's no question about it. But it's only one piece of the puzzle. And I think most people who are listening to this call have already made somewhat of a decent commitment to eating well, using superfoods, which of course is what Purium is all about, using superfoods without extra junk, no additives, no binders, no fillers, you know, staying away from GMOs. So in other words, it's like buying the best fuel for your car. But we still have other things that we have to take care of, and one of the main things that is crucial that we take care of are our thoughts. Because our thoughts are even more important than the transmission of the car. But similar in regards to they make everything move. Now, when I was in college, I had an amazing experience that showed me how powerful thoughts are. But I didn't really put two and two together at the time. It took me several years before I really came to terms with the significance of what I'd experienced. Well, basically, I was working about 25 hours a week. I was going to school full-time. And so, as most of you can realize, that, you know, that's a pretty busy schedule. And by the end of the week, I usually was really tired and wanted to rest and just, you know, recuperate, and, you know, because I didn't have much time, because then I have to go study again. So in any event, I had come home Friday afternoon, and I was beat. It had been a long week. Had a couple of exams that week, actually. Stayed up late, studied. And I just sort of collapsed on the sofa in my my fine trailer that I was living in Tallahassee, Florida. And I was sort of dreaming and just sort of in another state of mind, la-la land as we sometimes know it to be. And all of a sudden I was disturbed from this apparent relaxing slumber I was enjoying with a loud bang on the door, followed by the door being opened and my neighbor bursting in. Which we always did to each other. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't being robbed. It was just a natural state of affairs. And my friend, who was, you know, very enthusiastic about things, announced, even without noticing that I was trying to wake up, "I have 2 tickets to go see Simon and Garfunkel tonight. Do you want to go? Because they were given to me." And, you know, this was back in the 70s, and, you know, the tickets were like $35 or $40, whatever they were back then. And that was a lot of money, and, you know, none of us really had that kind of money. And so somebody had given her these tickets, and she was asking me if I wanted to go. And I found myself, in a matter of seconds, having more energy than I knew what to do with. I was up. I said, well, I better go wash my face. So I, you know, went in the bathroom, washed my face, combed my hair, put my shoes back on, and we were off to see Simon and Garfunkel. And then, you know, when it was over, we stopped and had, I think a milkshake or something, you know, and then we came home. And, but what was fascinating is when I actually went to bed that night, the thought hit me. Like I said, I didn't cogitate on this for a while, but it did come to mind. I said, wait a second, this is interesting, because I was dead tired, and all of a sudden I was full of energy, and I still feel pretty good. I mean, I wasn't wired, you know, I didn't do anything, like have coffee or anything, so, you know, no caffeine, no alcohol, and yet I felt very relaxed. And this really sort of got my attention. And later, of course, I realized, wait a second, you know, that's pretty amazing. That the only thing that changed was a thought. And the thought was combined with desire. Pretty amazing combination. Desire is the mechanism. Always remember that. If we have desire, we can almost make anything happen. But if we don't have the desire, it's not going to happen. So this is how powerful our thoughts can be. Now, a couple stories that I think you'll like. There was a young boy that was badly burned in a fire. I think he was like, you know, 10, 11, whatever. And the doctors actually said that he would never walk again because he had so much damage. And he didn't accept that. Not only did this young man grow up and walk, he ran and actually beat the world record for, I believe it was the mile. Now, the only thing he did was, it was thought. Now, I can tell you an experience that I had secondhand, because I wasn't even really that much aware at this point of the deal, but I was born with a physical handicap and had a lot of surgery, and I think I was like 3 or 4, and my we were at a doctor's, I was getting some stitches out or something, and this doctor actually, well, my mother later said, you know, stupidly made the comment in front of me, because of course, you know, people back, people still, they sort of think that children who are 3 or 4 don't either hear or understand, which is nonsense, of course. But anyhow, the comment the doctor made, well, Michael probably will, you might as well get used to the fact that he'll probably spend his life in a wheelchair. And number two, he may not live past the age of 30. Well, I've done both of those things. I'm not in a wheelchair, and I've certainly made it past 30. But the thing that's interesting is my mother really got mad at the doctor for saying that. And she said, you are wrong. And she said it with a lot of, you know, of oomph and power. And so, I didn't pay attention to either one of them, I don't think. I didn't consciously think about that. But obviously, the energy that she had in her thought was far more powerful than the doctor's pronouncement. And that probably had a lot to do with the outcome. So these are definitely indications of the power of thought. Another story that to me is very powerful, and it's really evident of what we're talking about here, is there was a young man who I guess was 25 or so, and he had actually been in an accident, and he was also badly burned, like 3/4 of his body, and he was basically a religious person, and his family was very, very religious, and so the parents and all of their friends got behind this young man, and they started a prayer circle. And they had hundreds and hundreds of people praying for this man's recovery. And he actually started to really get better. It was amazing. The doctors were surprised. I mean, they were happy, but they couldn't believe it. And after this was proceeding for a while, the young man started having the thought that he had been thinking about a lot of bad things that he had done. And he had this thought, gosh, I don't deserve that these people are praying for me to heal me. And he thought that for a couple of days, and he started to go downhill. His fever returned. I mean, he was not doing well. And about 4 or 5 days, you know, into this, I guess it was 4 or 5 days, he was not well at all. You know, and the doctors once again figured that, well, you know, it was, must have been a temporary thing. And sort of as a last gasp, the nurse walked in, and he just said to her, he said, well, you know, would you just pick up a Bible and just read something to me? And she just picked up the Bible and read something from the Old Testament, something from Psalms or something. And basically, I'm misquoting it for sure, but, you know, basically the quote was, you know, everyone does something bad, you know, wrong things, and it's okay. You know, I forgive everybody. And as soon as he heard that, within a minute, she looked at him, and he looked at her. And she took his temperature, and his temperature had gone down in less than a minute after hearing that quote. That's the power of thought, folks. It is truly amazing. Now, if these kinds of stories don't get your attention, I'm not sure what will. But the point I'm trying to make is, if you will start to realize how much negative talk you feed yourself and how much negative thinking you listen to, you'll be much more careful about what you say to yourself and what you listen to. So I tell everyone, throw your TV away. We haven't had a TV in 12 years. We don't listen to the radio very much. It's all nonsense. I'm not saying, you know, yeah, granted, you want to know what's going on, but, you know, you can read the headlines on the computer or on a newspaper. But the point is that when you watch something that is designed to sell you advertising, because that's what it's about, they want you to watch the commercials. So if you're watching the news, they're going to make the news spicy enough or interesting enough or negative enough that keeps your attention long enough so you'll listen to the nutty commercials about the drugs they're trying to sell you, because those companies are the ones who are paying the salaries of all these people. So that's why, throw your TV away. You want to watch the Super Bowl? Fine, watch the Super Bowl. You know, but the point is, we need to be vigilant about not only our physical diet, which is important. You know, I mean, we've all talked about this time and time again. You know, you don't want to be drinking soda pops every day. You don't want to be drinking alcohol. You don't want to be eating donuts every day. I mean, there are things that we know are not good for us in our nutritional regime. Empty calories. So we stay away from these things. I think all of you are pretty tuned into that concept. But ask yourself, how well do you monitor your mental diet? The thoughts that you think yourself and the thoughts that you allow to come in. These will affect your health. Your thoughts can make you healthier, or your thoughts can make you sicker. It's that simple, and it's that powerful. So taking responsibility for our thoughts is absolutely essential. Some of the things that we all spend time on thinking about, which is not only useless, but negative, and actually pulls our energy down, and studies have actually been done with this too, in terms of monitoring people's blood levels and pulse and things like that, when they're exposed to something that's happy and positive versus something that's sad or morose. And, you know, the physiological changes take place. It's amazing. So there's lots of things that we can do. Now, some of the things that we often entertain without realizing how damaging they are is the idea of judging. Now, there's no doubt about the fact that we have to use discrimination. Obviously, we want to make good choices. Now, using discrimination to make good choices about what we're eating, what we're doing, what movie we're going to go see, whatever, okay, that's valid use of thought. But when we then use the discrimination in a negative way and use it for judging other people and other situations, that is not helpful to us, and it's not helpful to the other person. So it's a fine line. It really is how we go about utilizing thoughts. Now, another good example to really, I think, show how powerful this concept is. A study was done at I think this was a university or high school. I'm not sure which one it was. I read about this. And it was a group of people that all were equal at the game of basketball. In other words, these were not basketball players, but they were all people that had at times, you know, thrown baskets, and, you know, they all had equal skills. And so what they did is they actually divided the group into two. I think there were about 25 or 30. I'm not sure how many people there were. It was a good number. And half of the people every day spent 1.5 hours standing on at the free line throwing baskets. And the other group never picked up a basketball. But they spent the same amount of time every day visualizing that they were throwing the basketball into the hoop and making a basket. This experiment went on, I believe, for a couple of weeks. Might have even been a month. I'm not sure what the parameters were, but everything was the same. And what was interesting, the people that were actually throwing the basketball improved their skill overall by 24%. And the group that was just visualizing that they were throwing the basketball, who had never touched a basketball during that same period of time, when they started throwing their basketballs, they had improved 23%. Statistically the same. So in other words, that's amazing. Thought alone helped them increase their performance. So folks, this is not only powerful, but it is the essence of what it's all about. That if we learn to control our thoughts, make our thoughts positive, and help other people have positive thoughts with our own positive thoughts, we are really on the right track. I'm sure everyone has had an experience where they have been with people who are moping around or complaining and griping, and it doesn't feel that good. You might even like the person, you know, but it's like, you know, you sort of want to just get away because, you know, it doesn't feel good. But you can be with someone else that you may not even know as well, who's positive, who's motivating, who's saying really, you know, very encouraging things, and it feels good. The reason there's a difference in that is because thoughts are things. They have substance. Just because we can't measure it, we can't weigh it, doesn't mean it's not real. And this is what science is starting to understand better and better. We can actually graph thinking processes of the brain. Now, where's the brain or the mind? We don't need to worry about that right now. But the point is because of technology, we now have the ability to measure how thought operates in the brain. You know, this is a cute story. It's sad, but it has a good point. There was a young man, I guess he was in high school, and he didn't do that great in school, but you know, he seemed like he was bright and all. And he was talking, one of his teachers was talking to him and said, well, you know, you have a lot more potential to do better than you're doing. And the young man said, well, no, I'm really stupid. I'm not very good at doing things. I'm not really bright. And he said, well, where did you ever get that idea? This is a true story. And the young man said, well, my older brother told me that. Now, this is one of the missions of older brothers. But it's true. We often create our own reality by listening to what other people say to us and about us. So we have to really be on our toes and use good discrimination so that we don't make the wrong decisions based on what we are doing or saying. Because if we just do it automatically, it can be a problem for sure. So, I hope that this really hits home with you guys. I think it's very, very crucial that we all come to terms with how important our thoughts are, and that our that we have a lot of power to change our own reality just using our thoughts. So I hope that you'll I hope that you remember this, because to me, this is probably the most important call that we've had, to really give people the understanding of what we can control. Because I know a lot of people, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about their nutritional diet. But I talk to people all the time, and I get emails from people all the time, where there's a lot of negative self-talk going on. And that is not healthy, period. It does not serve anyone's purpose. So I hope that you'll all become very, very aware of self-talk and how useless it is, and how it can actually be quite dangerous. So friends, it's been a pleasure being with you again, and I will see you in, I believe, 2 weeks. No, actually it'll be 3 weeks, because we have 5 Wednesdays this month, so Dave and Amy will be back on the 29th, and I will be back on Lincoln's birthday, which is February the 12th. So I hope that all of you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of January, and I hope that New Year's is getting off to a good start for you. And I always enjoy being with you. Feel free to email me or leave me a message. Call me and tell me if you have any topics you would like discussed, and I'd be happy to try and work those in. This was actually brought to existence by a couple of members who said, you know, I think we need to really get more information about how our thoughts affect our health. So I hope this has been helpful. So take good care. God bless, and bye for now.